Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Could you imagine you're part of a charity baseball game that's been going around since, it's been happening since 1909, and you're out on the field practicing, and all of a sudden someone with a high assault rifle begins to shoot at the team from the dugout? That's exactly what happened. An assassination attempt took place in Alexandria, Virginia, when the Republican congressmen were out practicing for this charity game that was going to happen the next night. It was very tragic, but imagine, this is what's taking place. You're about to see some footage, and in this footage, it's somebody who was walking their dog, and all of a sudden, they started hearing these shots came out, and they tried to hide behind a trash can and begin to position themselves, but they're recording what's going on. Those shots you're about to hear are shots that are being fired at the U.S. congressman, the Republican congressman, on that baseball field, and the reports are the man that's doing the shooting, a former Bernie Sanders supporter, had a list in his pocket of some of those Republican congressmen that were out there. This is very tragic, and you're going to see this. I want you to see this. This is raw footage coming from the field, seeing what actually took place. And we'll hear from Representative Williams in a moment, a firsthand knowledge, but I want you to see what took place. You're hearing these shots fired off. That is an assault rifle being fired feet away from your congressmen that are on the field for this charity ball game. Take a look.
What the f*** is going on? Where is this guy? Do we know where he's at? Do we know where he's at?
He's behind home plate. Have you called 911?
I assume people have been calling 911 already. Hey, is that guy okay out there? The guy, has that guy been shot? Is he okay? Is anybody talking to him?
Stay down! Stay down! Stay down!
It's just tragic what's taking place. Those are shots being fired at U.S. congressmen from this suspect who came intentionally to assassinate U.S. congresspeople. As a matter of fact, this is the congressman right here, Steve Scalia from Louisiana, as you're seeing right here on your screen. He was the one, he was shot right in his hip, which is one of the worst shots you can get. It goes right through your body, it fragmented, bone went everywhere, it hit all these different parts of the arteries, and he was in critical condition. Now they have him, I believe, in serious condition now. And it's just such a tragedy. You need to keep him in your prayers. But this guy came out intentionally to assassinate Republican congressmen. And he was just feet away. If they brave officers, as a matter of fact, I want you to see these officers right here. I mean, we just got to thank God for our police officers. It was these police officers, specifically two of them. This is Capitol Police Officer Crystal Griner, David Bailey, and Henry Cabrilla, where they were the ones that came in the face of this danger, and confronted. They didn't run. They went straight to this guy with a high-powered rifle. They had handguns, and they're telling him, they gave him almost 10 times to surrender, and he didn't surrender, and they took him out. They killed him on the spot. But he was in the dugout of the third, behind the third base, while all the congressmen went to the dugout behind the first base. And if he would have got out of that, if they would have let him get out and not do what they did, these officers kept him from getting out, he would have walked over, according to some of the congressmen, and shot them in the first base dugout like fish in a fishbowl. I mean, thank God that this massacre was stopped. I'm surprised that you're not hearing about this, but you need to know that this was an assassination attempt on American government, on the Republican congressman. We thank God for these officers. Again, you're looking at Crystal Griner, David Bailey, and Henry Cabrilla. They specifically just laid down their life, risked their lives, and two of them got wounded. I believe it is the two that got wounded was Crystal Griner and David Bailey. And guess what? Even though all this tragedy happened, the next day, when we get back for this break, you're going to see where these brave men and women, these brave officers, and these brave congressmen and the whole community, thousands came out and said, we're going to have the game that we've been having since 1909. We're not going to let terrorism and evil-minded folks, assassination attempts on our people, stop us. And the game went on. It's such a tragedy. You know, we're talking about the assassination attempt that took place against the Republican congressmen. They were on the ball field, a charity ball game that they were practicing for. And you're not hearing about it. It's an assassination attempt.
No one's talking about it at all.
In the context of what it really is.
Of course, it's not a shooting. No. You know,
it's an assassination attempt of the government.
And that list wasn't a grocery list, it was a hit list.
Actually had names of the Senate or congressmen that were there. And it's a miracle. As a matter of fact, this is Representative Williams here. And he was on the third base. And remember, right behind him was this suspect with this high-power rifle, and because he was in the dugout behind the third base, and then all of a sudden you'll hear he's going to give a first-hand report of what he's talking about. So he moves from third base to first base. If not, he would have been the first one shot by this evil practice that's going on. As a matter of fact, I want you to listen. This is a first-hand report. Now, he was on the field. He's the coach, I believe, so he's going to let you know exactly what happened. And your hearts just go out. And we want to remember Steve Scalia in our prayers because he's still in serious condition at the recording of this. As a matter of fact, so this is first-hand report of the assassination attempt of Republican congressmen on a ball field where they're practicing for a charity to take place the next day. Let's go there now.
My name is Roger Williams. I represent the 25th District of Texas in the United States Congress and also have coach the Republican Congressional Baseball Team. This morning, as you know, we were attacked by a gunman at our press conference. There will be those who will talk about what's wrong with America, but in this case, Officers Griner and Bailey, we saw what's right with America. We saw two people risk their lives to save the lives of others. We saw courage in the face of death, and we saw examples of why all Americans should be grateful every day for law enforcement officers around this country. There could have easily been 25 deaths or more today. I think we had 25 team players and about 15 staff. But Officers Griner and Bailey prevented that, and my family and I will be forever grateful. The thin blue line held today. And law enforcement officers everywhere should be proud. And Americans everywhere should be thankful that this is still the kind of country that still produces these kinds of heroes. So I ask everybody to join me in praying for the victims and for their full recoveries before you go to bed tonight. I'll be happy to take some questions. I will briefly just tell you my story. I was on the third base side hitting ground balls to Trent Kelly and Ron DeSantis. Little did I know that the perpetrator was probably 20 yards from me. I went around the first base side to hit Congressman Scalise ground balls. I did that. The first one I hit him, the shots went off. I heard the first shot, and I wasn't sure. I thought maybe it was a backfiring of a car, but then the second and the third, and everybody yelled, "He's got a gun. Run for cover." And that's what I did, and fortunately, I was on the first base side, and just emotions take over. I ran to the first base dugout, which is in the ground about 7 feet, and I literally dove into that dugout. It'd be like diving, I guess, into a swimming pool with no water. But I did, and in there were some of my other colleagues. Zach Barth, who works for me, was shot while he was retrieving balls in the outfield. When I got into the dugout, it wasn't 10 seconds. Then Zach had come running in from the outfield, and we landed in each other's arms. He held me, I held him. Jeff Flake took his belt off and made a tourniquet around Zach's leg to stop the bleeding. I remember, and Chuck Fleischman was on the phone to 911 screaming to hurry up and get here. Jack Barton, Joe's son, was in the dugout with us, and we were all taking care of him. Just trying to take care of each other. There was a lot of heroes today among my friends. It's something I will not forget. It seemed like it went forever. The police say they got here in about 3 or 4 minutes, and I'm sure that's the case. But it's a long time. They say 60 shots were fired. But without our Capitol Police, who literally took a step forward when they didn't have to. They could have stepped backwards. They stepped forward. They saved all of us out there. There is no question about it. We had no arms. All we had was bats and the shooter. But I'm praying for Whip Scalise, the policeman, Micah, and then my young man that works for us in our office, Zach, who will be fine.
This is so tragic. I mean, this is the you know, when you're shot, you know, with a high-powered rifle at that, and shot in the side of your hip. You think about it. That's where all your sciatic nerve. That's where all your major arteries are coming mm-hmm. down. That's where, I mean, so much stuff happens in that hip area. I'm very familiar with that area. And the shot, when it went, you know, Congressman Steve Scalise from Louisiana, when he got shot, an amazing man. The things that he's been standing for our country just out playing this charity game, and gets shot in the hip and just blows all of these different pieces. Wow. He's had surgery after surgery already, and having to put things together, and he's going to have to learn to walk again, I believe they're saying. But this evilness that's going on, and all this vitriol and these things that are happening, where they're acting out killing our president in the park of New York.
Hatred.
Every night they're having a play where they're actually, you know, they're calling it whatever, Julius Caesar, but it looks just like our president, and they're stabbing him every single night. and you're having these different things go on, you know, comedians holding up a head that looks like our president's head, beheaded, you know, and this kind of stuff happens from the same side of those viewpoints, and they're even promoted it. But listen, I love what Congressman Paul Ryan said, the Speaker of the House. He said, you know, it's time for us to take a stand. It's time for us to unite. As a matter of fact, let's go to Congress now. This is Congressman, the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, as he's standing up and saying, listen, this is attack against one of us, is attack against all of us. Let's go there now.
My colleagues, there are very strong emotions throughout this House today. We are all horrified by this dreadful attack on our friends and on our colleagues and those who serve and protect this Capitol. We are all praying for those who are attacked and for their families. Steve Scalise, Zachary Barth, Matt Micah, Special Agent David Bailey, Special Agent Crystal Griner. We are all giving our thoughts to those currently being treated for their injuries at this moment. And we are united. We are united in our shock. We are united in our anguish. An attack on one of us is an attack on all of us. I know we want to give our thanks to the first responders and to the Alexandria Police Department who are on the scene in minutes. And I know this House wants to state unequivocally that we are, as ever, awed by the tremendous bravery of the Capitol Police. I spoke with Special Agent Bailey and Special Agent Griner this morning. One was being treated and one was about to go into surgery. I expressed our profound gratitude to them. It is clear to me, based on various eyewitness accounts, that without these two heroes, Agent Bailey and Agent Griner, many lives would have been lost. I know that we all want to learn as much as we can about what happened. We just all received a briefing from the Sergeant of Arms. I have complete confidence in the investigation that's being conducted by the Capitol Police, the FBI, who are also working with local law enforcement. I know we want to extend our gratitude for the outpouring of support that we've received from throughout the Capitol and from throughout the country. And now, knowing Steve Scalise, as we all do, he is likely really frustrated that he's not going to be able to play in the baseball game. I also know that Steve wants all of us to commend the bravery of those who came to the aid of the wounded. In the coming days, we will hear their stories, and we will have the chance to hold up their heroism. My colleagues, there are so many memories from this day that we will want to forget, and there are so many images that we will not want to see again. But there is one image in particular that this House should keep, and that is a photo I saw this morning of our Democratic colleagues gathered in prayer this morning after hearing the news. You know, every day we come here to test and to challenge each other. We feel so deeply about the things that we fight for and the things that we believe in. At times, our emotions can clearly get the best of us. We're all imperfect. But we do not shed our humanity when we enter this chamber. For all the noise and all the fury, we are one family. These were our brothers and sisters in the line of fire. These were our brothers and sisters who ran into danger and saved countless lives. So before this house returns to its business, let's just slow down and reflect to think about how we're all being tested right now, because we are being tested right now. I ask each of you to join me to resolve to come together, to lift each other up, and to show the country, to show the world that we are one house, the people's house, united in our humanity. It is that humanity which will win the day, and it always will. God bless. I yield.
This is so encouraging to see Congress come together and unite. It's a tragedy.
Yes.
That an assassination attempt has to be made on all of our congressmen that were out there. You know, as Congressman Williams said, it could have been 25 or more that was killed, but these officers, these brave officers, and when you hear people to come against the police officers in our community, in our land, understand that's what you're coming against.
Yeah.
Somebody who comes right in the line of fire and defends your life and your liberty, the property and things, and it's just amazing. These officers are so
hopefully
brave.
This is the beginning of seeing civility return back into right. our nation and,
yes.
and watch how these words matter.
Right.
Yeah, this person who was obviously bent on evil coming to kill people. You got to stop all of this because
you're hearing people, TV hosts.
Yes.
You're hearing comedians, which are not funny at all. And you're
it's
hearing
not funny. That's not
you're
humor.
Hearing people that are in drama. All the seven mountains, basically,
yeah.
of culture. And there's somebody there that's saying terrible things. And there's not a legitimate.
That's despicable behavior.
We're totally open for conversations. You
right.
know, you would say one, but listen, this is what actually victory looks like. It's so important to understand when you study what happens when a country's been going wrong for a long time and all of a sudden God puts a pivot point into that nation. Understand, overnight, people don't just all of a sudden just go, whoa.
Yeah.
God begins to create an environment that people begin to, and amazing how people are just raising their heads now and they're just, this is literally foaming out all this stuff and saying these evil things. But it's like the end is coming. The Lord told me specifically, he says, the seed of evil is going to come down and the seed of the righteous is going to rise. I mean, he told me specifically. And we're seeing that take place. But listen, when that happens, you have to understand there's a fight. We are talking about an assassination attempt that's taking place on our U.S. congressmen. Hmm. And a Congressman Steve Scalise was shot in the hip as they were practicing for a charity game that's been going on since 1909. And, you know, this is what terrorism is about. It's about trying to get you to be too fearful to live your life and to
That's
function
right.
and to surrender your rights. And so the best thing that you can do is to continue to live your life.
Move you forward.
Know, be smart, be wise, be protective. You know, honor our law enforcement officers, you know,
no
what they're
doubt.
Doing, understanding. You see an officer walk up to them and say, thank you for your service.
Yeah.
And so that's what happened, because the next day, they're not at the same field, but if they were at the same field, you're going to see Ivanka Trump, the daughter and part of the staff of the White House, President Trump, his daughter, going right into the dugout with the players who were being shot at the day before by this evil man, and boldly just walking in. As a matter of fact, I want you to take a look at this. This is Ivanka Trump. She's going to the game because they're going to go ahead and have the game. You can see it right now. This is Ivanka Trump. She is, you can turn that down a little bit. Yeah, this is Ivanka Trump. She's in there seeing the players. And think about it. Just less than 24 hours, they were being shot at on the fields. Shot at on the fields. And you see it right here. She's with the players. And it's such an important thing because their lives could have been taken just
yeah.
a few hours ago. Just a few hours ago.
Amazing.
Yeah, and so you're seeing it right here. She's getting a few pictures with them. But if that would have been the same dugout, John, as the other field in Alexandria, that would have been the very one that behind first base that
mm-hmm.
they all ran and dove into, like diving into a swimming pool, he said, without water in it, is what it was like. He came on, by the way, Representative Williams, in crutches is how he came up to the stage. And so this is so amazing. I just love how brave this current leadership is of our country. You know, President Trump and, you know, Ivanka's right here in the middle of it, you know, and standing up. And you have the representative, the congressmen that are there saying, listen, we're going to have this game. As a matter of fact, you're looking at it right there.
Representative
Getz. I believe it is from Florida, right there up on the far right, right there.
Blue Wahoo front. Stadium.
Is it? That's not the. Oh, Jason. Blue Wahoo. Yeah, Blue Wahoos. But that's not the Blue Wahoo Stadium. Obviously, no. This is in the capital.
Yes, it's the Nationals Park.
But that's so important. You see right here to your back left by the man with the yellow hat. Ivanka's turning this way. That's actually Ivanka Trump, part of the staff advisory committee to the president, the president's daughter. And this game is still going to go on. They weren't going to let Tara try to stop it. And they came out there. And we're so thankful for Ivanka being willing to step out like that. And they all came together because they're Democrats and Republican Congress people who were going to play each other in the game. Well, they came out and they had the game the next day. And that's what they were doing with Ivanka there. But they also came together first, and they came during the game, and they prayed. As a matter of fact, we're going to go there. This is and thousands of people, John, more than ever has shown up.
Yeah,
25,000 or something like that showed up. But this is our leaders of our country praying. The very ones, you know, it's like, can prayer be? Yeah. They're praying right there on the field, and it's so good to see this. Take a look. So powerful because they're saying you're not going to stop us
That's
from living
right.
our lives. We're a free country, and you saw the Democrats and Republicans coming together. And not only that, the Democrats team won. They got the trophy, and I hear they presented it and gave it
to Republicans.
Republicans and asked them to put it in Congressman Steve Scalise's office because he's in the hospital at that time and he's recovering. All right, we're going right to Texas. Governor Greg Abbott.
Yes.
Love this man.
Yes.
He is standing up for First Amendment rights for Texans.
Yes.
I guess if he was president, he'd take for the America. Of course, our president is. But he has again stood up for First Amendment rights for people of faith.
Yes.
Of course, the First Amendment says the government shall make no laws concerning religion.
Mm-hmm.
And he's verifying that and making laws, right? What's he doing?
Not too long ago, we spoke about the bill that he passed in terms of
protecting the sermons
and
messages.
And the pastors.
The government can't demand the messages and sermons.
Like they did
Although,
in Houston.
Although, if you want my message, you can have my messages.
You can have them.
Yeah, go ahead.
But he signs this bill, Protecting Religious Freedom of Faith-Based Adoption Groups. It says, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed the bill into law that prevents the government from punishing faith-based adoption agencies operate their organizations in accordance with their religious beliefs.
This is important because it's all faiths, really.
Yeah.
If you have that, nobody can, ever how God is leading you to be able to minister.
Absolutely.
In Texas, they're saying we're going to honor that.
Right. We're not going to cause you to contradict your values and do
First Amendment rights.
Yes.
That is so exciting to be able to hear that. And you know, prophetically, it was spoken over Texas that Texas is going to be. It is a hub state.
Yeah.
There are hub cities and hubs around that God's going to use basically to hold the fort, to be able to fight for getting our freedom back. But there's going to be a fight like this offer we talked to you about. Make sure you get this offer. If you did get it, you need to be able to get it. And begin to understand, because a lot of times people think when freedom comes, it's just going to come drop in your lap.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get a chance to fight for it and stand
That's
up
right.
for it. And we got here as Americans because people and our forefathers stood up and laid their lives down.
Their fortune.
They're still laying their lives down, even Section 60. In Arlington Cemetery, there's still soldiers being buried there today because they gave the price for us to be able to be here. Listen, President Trump every week gives a weekly address, and this was a very important weekly address because this was about what took place with the assassination attempt on our congressman and the shooting and assassination attempt on Representative Steve Scalia. And we're just gonna go to our president. This is his weekly address.
My fellow Americans, this week our nation was shocked and horrified when a gunman opened fire on a member of Congress. 5 people were wounded in the assault, including a member of House leadership, my good friend, Steve Scalise. Steve is beloved across Washington. He embodies everything public service is about, He's dedicated to his constituents, devoted to his values, and deeply committed to his country. I visited Steve, his wife, and his family in the hospital as he continues to fight for his recovery. 435 members of Congress and 300 million Americans are pulling for him, praying for him, and pledging to him our full and total support. We continue to hold all of those wounded and fighting for recovery in our hearts and prayers, including Matt Micah, who was also badly wounded. In that terrible crime, we also witnessed the incredible heroism of Capitol Police. Special Agent Crystal Griner, who I also had the honor of meeting during my visit to the hospital, raced into gunfire along with Special Agent David Bailey. They saved the lives of our members of Congress and prevented that dark day from becoming a tragedy beyond imagination. They, like so many other courageous police officers, represent the very best of us. We salute them, and we also salute members of the Alexandria Police Fire and Rescue. Though we have our differences, what unites us is so much stronger: our love of our country, our devotion to its people. Now more than ever, these values must guide us and bring us closer together. Let us always remember that our job is to serve and represent the whole American people, and that we are all children of the same God. This week, my administration continues our focus on providing economic opportunity for all. On Thursday, I signed an executive order to launch a groundbreaking new apprenticeship initiative that will help young Americans learn the skills they need to find a rewarding career, earn a great living, and support themselves and their families. We are celebrating the dignity of work and the greatness of the American worker. American citizens have worked every job, every occupation, no matter what it might be, no matter how grueling, how challenging, or even how dangerous. They wash the windows on our tallest skyscrapers. They create works of art from burning fire and molten steel. They mine the earth and dive the ocean depths to bring energy into our cities and towns. They care for the sick, the elderly, and the wounded. And they lay the bricks, mortar, rebar, and concrete that give us places to live, to work, and to thrive. Today, this is the message I want every young American to hear. There is dignity in every honest job, and there is nobility in every honest worker. Our apprenticeship initiative will make it dramatically easier for employers, industry groups, and unions to create exciting new apprenticeship programs that place students into high-paying careers. Instead of being racked with crushing student debt, those who participate will earn while they learn. Think of that. Earn while they learn. Under our plan, young Americans will have a pathway to exciting and fulfilling careers. They will become brilliant technicians who revitalize American manufacturing. They will become welders who forge from fire amazing works of iron and steel and art. And they will become entrepreneurs who revolutionize entire industries. And these striving American citizens, including millions of talented young American women with tremendous potential, will become the programmers who change the world with the next great technological advance. Every American deserves a path to a great job that they truly love. That begins with the right education, one that gives students the foundation for a lifetime of success. Every day, as your president, I will be committed to this goal. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
I'm so thankful for our president. I want to be able to pray with you right now. You're seeing these things go on, but understand that the Lord told me the seed of evil is going to come down and the seed of the righteous is going to rise, but there's a transition in all that. And I just want to pray the peace of the Lord be over you, and that you would just see that and say, you know, we got to stand up for what's right. We can't sit back and just think it's just going to happen. We got to stand up for what's right. As so many before us has done all the way since, you know, before 1776, and then the American Revolution and all the wars that have happened since. We got to stand up even in our own, because it's like there's a civil war going on for our the hearts and for the Constitution and for our society.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.